Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel, because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yeah.
People peeing in the streets.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Got a whole bunch of stories I want to get to, a bunch of stories going on tonight, and we have Sonya Schmidt's going to join us later on. I know how much you guys love her. I swear you tune in for her, not me, really. Although I wouldn't blame you. She's quite exciting, too, when it comes to some of these issues. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. It really is an way to do this. Be part of the solution and not part of the problem. And really, it's really simple. The way you do that is you get informed, right? Now I know some of you are tired of hearing it. I say it every night. But I wouldn't have to say it so much if I saw it coming to fruition. So get involved, get engaged, get informed, and then jump in and help somebody win a school board race, water board race, city council, whatever it is. Help them out. Let's see. Oh, yeah. Oh, there's all kinds of stuff going on. And when you saw, as you saw today, Joey B is still totally lost. Right? Hasn't got a clue as to what's going on around him. I mean that seriously. And frankly, most of the time, I am sure, you know, somebody else is sitting there and off the corner pointing in the direction he's, but watch him walk away from the podium. This is really sad. And I said it a long time ago, forget the Republican-Democrat thing, forget all of that for the moment. You know, shame on his family for allowing him to go through this. Right? This is terrible. All right, so we got a good one here, too. Utah legislature voted to override Governor Cox's veto of the transgender sports ban. Now, four GOP leaders or lawmakers from each legislative body changed their initial votes, you know, in opposition to this. So the Utah legislature voted to override Republican Governor Spencer Cox's veto of a measure that would prevent transgender girls from participating in female sports in schools across the state. In a 56-18 vote with a supermajority needed, the Republican-controlled House first voted to override Cox's veto. But shortly after, the Senate gave final approval to the override veto by a 21-8 vote. You would never see that happen in California. Never. And it isn't because they're so much more just. It isn't so much because they're smarter and better. If you look at some of the bills coming down the pike, yes, I know, old term. If you looked at what these people are pushing, some of you who don't normally listen in the first hour and you catch up later on, you got to do your homework. You really do have to do your homework. This is ridiculous. Some of you I talked to about the laws, again, here in California, working their way through, have no clue. They're like, who okayed this? How did this happen? Like, who okayed it? The people you put in office okayed it. My God, seriously. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. As you know, the law's working their way through. No matter what side of the aisle you're on or what have you, I know there's many, many, many on the left that do not agree with forced vaccinations. You've got a law in California, a bill working its way through California requires all children to be vaccinated at public and private schools, not to mention daycares. You drop your kid off at the daycare to go shopping or something? Uh-uh, not going to work, not unless they have a vax. Another one allows 12-year-olds and older to get a vaccine without parents knowing about it. These kids may not even know they're allergic to something or not. Right? We could ask a 12-year-old, you're allergic to this? They don't know. They don't have a clue. Schools are going to have to continue testing, and quarantine if need be. Now again, this flu has an over 99% recovery rate. And yet, yeah, we're still passing these laws, or they're still trying to pass these laws. That would just asinine. One bill I talked to somebody high up in the LA County Sheriff's Office today. One bill would require law enforcement officials to enforce public health orders. Not going to happen. That's not what they signed up for. This is not what they're going to do. I mean, seriously. Can you imagine deputy sheriffs locking people up for smoking in the wrong place? Cigarettes now. I'm talking about cigarettes, right? There are areas where there's no cigarette smoking. Right? Can't smoke. There's actually apartment buildings or cities where you can't smoke out your balcony. Yeah, California, we're whacked. Right? Some cities have passed ordinances for that. Can you see the sheriff of the police department going up there and start going, hello? Yes. We can smell your smoke. You're not supposed to smoke in the building. Come on out with your hands up. Come on. Another bill would require all employees to be vaccinated. Listen, I'm doing this. I've done this a couple times this week on purpose. Because some of you tune in at different times. And you're in the state of California. This won't stop here. Come on. Look at New York. What's going on in New York City? Look at what's going on in some of these other blue states. AB 1993 would require all employees to be vaccinated against COVID-19 in order to work in the state of California. You live here, you work for somebody, you got to be vaccinated. You can't work here. Now, if you're retired here, it might be a whole different animal. I don't know. Right? Doctors can lose their licenses for giving out misinformation about COVID-19. What would that be? What does that look like? Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5218. 901-424-5218. That's 901-424-5218.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now is the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. I love base life. I'm sorry, just you. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get engaged, get involved. Be part of the solution, seriously. You don't want to be part of the problem. You want to be part of the solution. And again, I say, 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and being part of the conversation. All right, so some of you just joining the show. Look, I was talking about some of the laws coming, the bills coming down that will become laws in California. And some of you email me and go, okay, what do you spend so much time for? Well, first of all, I'm in California. That's number one. But number two is, look around, people. California passes some of these most egregious, goofy, stupid, dangerous laws. And who picks them up? They end up in New York, Chicago. I mean, look around. Crazy stuff going on in Seattle, or Portland. And if you missed it, go grab the first segment, because I went through a quick short order laws there as to what was going on. Just quickly, some of the other ones would reclassify what they call, what the state calls, sharing of COVID-19 misinformation by doctors as unprofessional and could cause them to lose their license. Well, what is misinformation and who decides what that is? Seriously. Right? To be able to come into your business to check and see who's got their immunizations and who doesn't. I mean, no different than the feds coming in doing surprise inspections as to, you know, who's working there legally and who isn't. The one that scares me the most, though, frankly, even with all this said, I want you to think about something. Remember, I went through this earlier. One bill would require law enforcement officials to enforce public health orders. So if the public health department says, hey, you catch people there working without masks on, shut the place down. Let that sink in for a second. Now they come down to authorizing members of the legislative body to remove an individual for interrupting a meeting. Whoa. Does that mean if you hold up a sign? Does that mean if a member of the audience yells at a board member, yells at a legislator, yells at a council member, you can shut it down or have them removed? I'm wanting to say shut it down, but actually have those people removed? Really? I mean, tell me that's not Gestapo-ish. Tell me that is not what. Look what Putin did when people were protesting the war. They weren't smashing anything. They were walking in the streets. They were chanting. And what did Putin do? He sent his goons in to arrest between 3,000 and 4,000 of these people for protesting. Is this where we're headed? Is this a guy you voted for? Yeah, you guys, because I didn't. Most of you listening didn't either. And here, this even gets better. You guys are surprised, outraged. That's what I love. You're outraged that YouTube is banned Todd Starnes' speech at CPAC because he took on Fauci. You're outraged that Tucker Carlson has been suspended by Twitter. And that some of the people you like so much have been knocked off of Facebook by Facebook. Now, I have to believe, and again, I'm just going to say it the way I feel it, is you have to have an IQ of 2 to be outraged at that and surprised. Stop it. You hurt these people in their wallet. That's where you hurt them. You hurt them by making sure they don't get any money anymore. That's how you hurt them. 855 Real Joe, 855-732. 5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. You know, earlier I was talking about the Utah legislator who overrode the governor's veto of the transgender sports ban. And a lot of you will say, you know, oh, hey, look, you know, we can't win. Look what's going on over here. Look what they're passing here. Look at how. Look, here's the deal. You may have had the wrong governor there. But you had the right legislature that was willing to stand up and stand up against the governor as well. That's what you need to do. You need to make sure. You need to go out of your way to make sure you have the right people in the legislature to take care of stuff like this. And again, this is. I'm tired of hearing people talk about political suicide. I'm tired of hearing people talk about things in a political way. What's the right thing to do? That's really what we should be talking about. What is the right thing to do? And again, when these guys go through this, Let's follow the science. What do you think? I mean, seriously. That's all they ever throw at us is the science. Follow the science. You people, you don't follow the science. You believe in fairy stuff. Okay, great. No problem. Let's follow the science. Let's follow biology. Let's follow the differences in upper body strength and chemical makeup. Let's do all of that. But they won't do it because it doesn't prove their point. It actually makes it harder for them to sell their hooey to the rest of us. State Representative Kara Berkland from Utah said the bill's Republican sponsor, the bill is purely about preserving women's sports. That's it. I agree with her 100%. I've had Democrats in my area, in the area that I live in, who know who I am, who have no great love for me, asking me to help them fight this. When you have a daughter that's been busting her buns since she was like 4 years old, 5 years, 6 years, or whatever it is, practicing for track or swimming or whatever it is, and you see what's happening in the sports community against girls today, against women, I don't care what side of the aisle you're on. I don't care if you're politically or non-politically motivated. You look at this and go, not happening. This isn't right. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. We'd love to know what you think. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. Really, really, really got a lot of great stories coming up.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Stock market have you nervous? With geopolitical conflict and inflation concerns, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you don't have to. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word DEMO to 813813 and discover how to predict stock market trends up to 3 days ahead with incredible accuracy. Whether you trade stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text DEMO to 813813 to get what you need to stay ahead of the markets and find big moves before they happen. Don't wait. Text DEMO to 813813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology, not offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is set to meet on Saturday with Ukraine refugees in Poland. Meanwhile, on Friday, the president doubled down on his assertion that Russian President Vladimir Putin is a war criminal.
The single most important thing that we can do from the outset is keep the democracies united in our opposition and our effort to curtail the deficit. devastation that is occurring at the hands of a man who, quite frankly, I think is a war criminal.
Nearly 100 cities could break record high temperatures by the end of this weekend. Temperatures from California to Texas could be 10 to 20 degrees above normal. Folks in the desert southwest seeing highs in the mid to upper 90s. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
We are back. I'm the pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Be part of the solution, not part of the problem. I mean that seriously. I mean, you got to get involved, you got to get engaged, you have to have a clue as to what's going on. And like I said, I'm just going to start hitting all these crazy little stories. And when Sonia joins me, we're going to have a lot more fun. I got some crazy stories for her as well. You know, I don't know if you guys know this, but last year, apparently, more than half of Americans, average Americans, did not pay taxes last year. Right? I'm not surprised. I didn't know this, but I already kind of figured this, right? Because when you think about it, you pay taxes against income, don't you? What income do these people have? What income do the average person actually have? None. So 50% of American households paid no income tax last year. That's according to a recent report. I mean, more than half of the U.S. households paid no federal income taxes for 2021. Now, this is temporary spike, they say, because of the massive COVID-19 relief spending. Now, when you got these credits, tax credits, when you got these stimulus payments, they were tax-free, remember? And some people were, I won't say living off of, but they were getting a good chunk of change on these things. A recent analysis from a nonpartisan Urban Brookings Tax Policy Center, they said that 57% of Americans paid no taxes, while that's down slightly from last year's 60%. So in 2020, it was 60. In 2021, it was 57. And the year before the pandemic, it was 44%. So you see the pattern here. You see what was going on and what came up. The number of households who paid no income tax last year truly was eye-popping, according to the Tax Policy Center senior fellow Howard Gleckman. He said, keep in mind, it's only temporary. And we heard that before. So they're taking it 2 years in a row. They've taken a boatload less tax revenue. And yet they're handing out a boatload more money. The increase stems from the pandemic-driven surge in government spending, including three stimulus checks, right, expanded federal unemployment aid, and the expanded child tax credit. there were people that were getting money every month as a tax credit, as a child tax credit. Now, because these stimulus checks were designed as refundable tax credits, they significantly reduced these tax liabilities for 20 and 21. And in some cases, the checks flipped some households from paying income tax to not paying any. I mean, again, think about how much has been tagged to every household in taxes that need to be paid to pay back our debt. Any household making less than $28,000 paid zippo in tax. And about 75% of those making between $28,000 and $55,000, about 43% of those paid no federal income tax. And then many households didn't pay federal income tax. Most Americans still owed payroll or state income taxes. And the study showed that 4 out of 5 individuals paid at least one of these taxes. Nearly everyone paid the government everybody paid the government something. Whether a state, local, you know, that's the other thing, too, I always love. They say something about the illegals in here. When you talk about paying taxes, they always say the same thing. Illegals pay taxes, but they don't. Matter of fact, they cause more aggravation than not when it comes to when they steal a Social Security number, when it comes to payroll taxes, when it comes to income taxes and such, because a lot of them will they don't necessarily file them, but they give a false, Social Security number, and it causes problems for the employer. Households that pay no federal income tax are expected to plunge to 75 million next year. That's a little less than 42%. By 2026, the number of Americans not paying any federal income tax is projected to drop to about 40% under the current law. And middle-class Americans, they're going to even get, apparently, they're even going to get a better break. Right? Now, by next year, only about 20% will be non-payers. They're guessing at this. Right? They're guessing at where this is going to come up. And who's going to pay and who's not going to pay taxes. And hopefully, they're not basing the budget or future spending on this. We both know they're not. They're not smart enough. They don't know how to work this stuff through. These guys, they're infuriating because they don't really care about you. I see it at my level all the time. I see it, at government, small government level all the time. There's no, unless you have signs on the wall, there's no direct correlation between the money you're spending and understanding it's taxpayer money. It's not just a bucket you lean over and grab and keep spending that money. It's crazy. You know? Anyway. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. I can't get to these fast enough. Disney stepped in it big time, which I'm loving. I think it's great. They've got to come in, and this is perfect. They've got to come in at them from both sides now, which is exactly the way it should be. The fans have turned on the company over the Florida bill controversy. This is what I keep telling you guys. You need to hurt them in the wallet. You need to hurt them big time that way. The Walt Disney Company saw fans from both sides of the political aisle turn on the company over its response to the Florida parental rights bill. Disney's been a vocal opponent of the bill. Because, I won't say it's because. It is backed by the Republican Governor Ron DeSantis. And the polls show that he's growing like crazy in popularity, even in his own state and countrywide. But that hasn't stopped critics from both sides of the aisle to slam Mickey Mouse's owner. I think it's great. I think they need to feel the heat. I think they need to see it. I think you guys need to put more pressure on them. You people have, you conservative grandparents. Why are you still buying Disney product for your kids? I don't understand. You complain about some of the stuff going down in this country, and yet you do nothing about it. Conservatives spoke out against Disney's activism and against parental rights and the education bill, while liberals, who dubbed the legislation Don't Say Gay Bill, which was a lie, total lie. Some parents that were polled on this said they canceled their Disney Plus subscription. They said the parents have every right about their child's education. One commentator wrote on a Facebook post I do not like the Disney and some of its employees think that they can force things on parents, as well as misrepresent a bill protecting young children. That's what it does. And you know, and the funny thing about it is, it's not even that it protects young children against being exposed to gays and lesbians, which is what they're trying to tell you. Like I said, they can't spell the word lesbian, let alone tell you what it is. Why does that need to be introduced in the first 3 or 4 years of a young one's life? Company donated money to politicians behind the scenes, $5 million in Florida to enact a Don't Say Gay bill, and now Disney has to have emergency meetings to try to stop it. Another commentator wrote in Disney's Facebook page, honestly, Disney ain't no ally. You know, they need their gay staff to revolt. Go for it. I don't think they should be treated any different than any other. See, they're not a, they shouldn't be a protected class if you're going to go ahead. And are you protesting working conditions? Just asking. Are they treating you poorly? Do they make you work harder than the straight group? See, these are all, really, seriously, they should push it to this end. We get so afraid, whether it's the black community, the gay community, whatever, we're so afraid to say anything because we don't want to be tagged in something. I am not homophobic. I'm not afraid of the gay, lesbian, transgender world, bisexual world, whatever. Do I not agree with that? Of course. Of course not. As a committed Christian who believes in the Bible, the things that you tolerate but you don't accept. God tolerates our sin, but he doesn't accept it. The same thing here. You don't get to beat on them. You don't get to treat them nasty. You don't get to talk down to them. You treat every human being with love and respect. Hell, maybe not Hitler, but you know what I'm saying here. But when they start doing this stuff, pushing this stuff on you, lying about it to try to get you in trouble or make you look bad, you need to push back on them. And if they're going to protest nothing that has to do with work there, they ought to be fired like anybody else. So we'll see your host. Don't go far. We'll be back in a minute.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
I need to do my taxes. Are there any self-help options online?
Doing taxes yourself? IRS.gov has many self-service tax tools, and they're all just a click away. Prepare and file your taxes online using FreeFile. Use our calculator to estimate your tax withholding. Order a tax transcript. Apply for an employer identification number. Check your refund status, too. IRS.gov, your 24/7 federal tax resource.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. ExtendoVite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in ExtendoVite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on ExtendoVite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get ExtendoVite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
We are back. Come to your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-RealJoe, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Be part of the solution. It's really the way to do it. You don't want to be the problem, right? You want to be part of the solution. And you want, the only way to do that is to get involved. All right, so we were talking about Disney. And now how their parents are starting to turn on them, their fans are starting to turn on them, because it's misinformation. Nobody at Disney, at the upper level, nobody read the bill. Nobody. Because if you're somebody who believes that kindergarten through third grade kids should be taught about sexual orientation, what gay, lesbian, transgender, bisexual, all that stuff means, it's not the show for you to listen to. You need to listen to somebody else. We used to say it years ago, and it's just getting worse. Kids were being over-sexualized with those commercials that run on Saturday morning cartoons a decade ago. And then they complained about, little girls or girls being looked at as sexual objects. And if you sat down and watched the commercials on Saturday morning or during some of the teen shows, it's nothing but sexualization from Hollywood. And nobody seemed to care then. Why? Because there's buku bucks in it. That's why. And more and more people. This is what you need to do. If you have a subscription to Disney, cancel it. Like right now, I'll wait. Go ahead. In the walkout, their organizers, their employees. Now, see, it's not better work conditions, mind you. No, working for Disney is great. So they weren't protesting better work conditions, shorter hours, more money, health benefit, better help. No. Now you got employees telling companies how they're going to deal with, legislative bills and what have you. Or else. Not an employee's place. You don't like what your company stands for? You don't like what the... Leave. Go get a job with another company. Now, the organizers of the walkout gave a list of demands to their employer. They were ordering Disney to cease all campaign donations to politicians that voted for the Don't Say Gay bill. Right? And all investment into Florida until the bill is repealed. Make substantial contributions to human rights advocacy groups. Well, what does that mean? No, really, what does that mean? And expand the company LGBTQ content. What does that mean? I mean, seriously. Now, Friday saw the eternal rift in the Mouse House grow even larger. Got worse. Well, they saw what was happening. Religiously and politically conservative Disney employees anonymously sent an open letter warning the company not to take a political stance that alienated some workers and parts of Disney audience, claiming that Disney has become an increasingly uncomfortable place to work for those who don't agree with the progressive policies. Oh, what a lawsuit that would be. That would be great. No, really, I think it would be great. Because that's what's happening. They're bullying people who don't agree with them 100%. They're bullying people who aren't 100% allies with them, as they put it. And they need to sue Disney. Disney has allowed it to become a hostile work environment. Right? And Disney, frankly, they're not going to respond to this because they know it's coming. They're not going to respond to anybody about this. But what a great place, what a great corner to back them into. Remember, that was supposed to be one of the best places on the planet to work. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always, always, always a pleasure to have you with me. I also love the President Trump is now coming out swinging, truly swinging. I don't know if some of you got, I don't know how you missed it. But Trump is now out there suing them all. I would go after every one of them. No, really, I wouldn't let this go for a second. He's now gone on the offensive, which is what he should be doing. Which is what he should have always been doing. But I guess he was waiting for the right time, the right moment, and for the right foundation to be set. So Trump on Thursday sued his rival in the 2016 presidential election, Hillary Clinton. Also, several other Democrats alleging that they tried to rig that election by tying his campaign to Russia. The wonderful thing. Now, see, he's got the facts now. He's got the documents. He's got the facts. He's got the text messaging to prove that they knew that this was all bunk and they kept it up. All he has to do is prove that they were lying, that they knew they were lying, and they knew what it would do to him. The wonderful thing about this, a lawsuit, is that most of it is fact, already proven through many, many, many investigations. That's according to his attorney. If you're going to come after him, he's going to fight back. Remember about the whole punching thing, right? And the days of him taking it, they're not happening anymore, she said. He's not a sitting president currently. He's really just at the beginning of fighting back on all these fake Russian issues. All these fake stories told about him. Right? And I don't blame him. If you had the money, I would do what they do to you. I would break them financially. Obama added that they added that the media had been complicit in adopting the Democrats' political narrative to attempt to sway the election with lies. But they did. They hid the laptop, and if Trump sneezed in the wrong direction without a mask on, they would have crucified him. You can only lie so much. And I would really appreciate if the left-wing media started to be accountable for what they're doing. I think you could make them accountable. I think you can put the right case together to nail them big time. No, really, seriously. The destroying democracy, it's a shame, and Donald Trump's going to fight. The lawsuit covers a long list of grievances the Republican former president always aired during his 4 years in the White House. And it comes as he continues to say his 2020 election was stolen by widespread fraud. And that's a very true statement. When you actually look at the numbers, if you actually want to take the time, I should say, to look at the numbers, you'll see how true what truth he's telling. People don't want to hear it. Right? Oh, it's just today's news. La, 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 la. I don't want to hear it. But just look at it. I gave you the Wisconsin numbers. I gave you the Arizona numbers. Now in Georgia, what they're finding out, when they go back and look, they had over 2,000 felons voting for him. Right? They had 66,000-plus voters, votes cast, of people under the age of 18. Over 2,000 votes were cast of people that never registered. Another 1,000 used a P.O. box. That's illegal. They should have never been counted. Right? Then you had 4,000 votes that voted past the registration date or the date you're supposed to vote. 10,000 were dead. Yeah. 10,000 votes cast by dead people. Why are we counting those? Almost 400 have voted in two states. Right? 15,000 had moved out of state before they voted. This is what I'm talking about. But no, nothing to see here. Unreal. And it doesn't stop. Until we make a major scene, it's not going to stop. And again, I'm not suggesting you burn down police cars or buildings or hurt anybody. But it needs to stop. Maybe we need the same thing. Let's all go down to Georgia. Right? Got some dead relatives. We'll go ahead and register them. We'll vote for them. And when they come after us, you say, well, wait a minute. You let this go in the last election. What's the problem? I mean, not that two wrongs make a right, but my God, they don't stop. They don't care. Nothing. Nothing gets in the way until we start kicking their butt. You know, I mean, all things are unraveling right now, which I think is great. And he needs to set the he's got the resources and everything to set the record straight. The truth is that the record was already set clear. Now through the court system. Think about it. Now he's going to go after them. He's going to go after them big. And I don't believe him. But I don't. I just don't believe it. You know, I don't believe that he'll lose. I believe he'll win. Right? 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5566. So you get involved, get engaged. Be part of the solution. Seriously, that's what you need to be. And you need to do that by getting informed. Got a lot coming up. Sonny Smith will join me maybe in the next hour. We'll see what happens. Technical difficulties always get in the way. You know how that works. Be back in a little bit. Show me your host. Don't go far.